Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you're listening to. This is 1202A. A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And yes, youth alcohol and e-cigarette use is alarming, is our top story. And then we have something very interesting about sleep. Yeah, you already know that poor sleep quality is linked to cardiovascular events and cancer and overall mortality. But there's a specific thing that we're going to talk about. And the great news is that women expecting a baby show very great interest. That is, those planning for a baby show great interest in receiving the RSV vaccine. And something incredibly interesting, that adults receiving one of the weight loss GLP-1s, if they've had a prior weight loss drug, don't lose as much weight as those who first get GLP-1s. Is that because they're more active, they expect more, they get more benefit? Or is there something specific about these people? And 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized milk has bird flu. The great news is pasteurization takes care of it. Don't have raw milk. And emulsifier chemicals, they're everywhere in foods. Which ones raise your risk of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes? And one more story, and this is the Roizen Rule for Younger You story. Reducing time sitting helps lower blood pressure in older adults. Let's get to those. But remember, we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of both TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Two things I use. You can see why by going to their website, lifefirstnaturals.com, and getting the randomized controlled trials, looking at the randomized controlled trials that they've recorded both of those substances and see how useful they are. And of course, Longevity Playbook, sign up for the free newsletter. Today's newsletter, yeah, there's one a week, and it comes with a cartoon, a great cartoon this week. But it was on potassium and why it is beneficial and what the risks are and who should and shouldn't get extra potassium. The most disturbing story in chronic coronary syndrome, women are about 50% less likely in this large European study than men to get lipid-lowering drugs. Is there a gender bias? Must be, because we know that women benefit just as much, maybe even more, than men from this. Reducing sitting time. This is an interesting intervention. They did a randomized study in the Washington State healthcare system. And randomized trial, the people undergoing the sitting reduction intervention got 10 health coaching sessions, sitting reduction goals, a standing desk, and a fitness tracker. They got a lot of benefits. And what happened? Over the 6-month period, they reduced their sitting time by 30 minutes a day, 31 minutes to be specific, and their blood pressure by about 4 millimeters of mercury, a really important one. That's the Roizen Rule for Younger You, being more active, just standing, and in fact, walking a little more gets a large benefit in metabolic syndrome reduction, blood pressure reduction as well. What does increase your metabolic syndrome? Well, that's another story this week, and that's our Odd Omegas story of the week. Emulsifier chemicals are everywhere, and yeah, they're in cakes and cookies, desserts, yogurts, ice cream, chocolate, breads, margarine, and ready-to-eat or ready-to-heat meals. Why? Because they kind of link oils and water-soluble foods, make things taste better. But in making things taste better, they increase your risk of metabolic syndrome. How much so? Well, try potassium phosphate for 500 milligrams a day. That's common, that amount, in a ready-to-eat TB dinner, 15% increase. Gargum, 11% increase. Xanthan gum, an 8% increase. So this is real problematic, and this is the, how do I say it, the worst part of those emulsifiers. Everyone knows births fell last year. In the U.S., we're at 1.6 babies per fertile woman. We need 2.1 or 2.2 to keep the population stable. If we didn't have immigration, even with immigration, we're falling behind in the U.S. What's the reason? Well, children are expensive. It also interrupts careers for the women, and it may affect job security in the United States as well. 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized milk had bird flu virus fragments. The good news is no infection, and when you plate them out, they're just fragments. They aren't viral particles that can infect us. And it seems that more than the 33 herds of cows that have been said to be infected must be infected if it's 1 in 5, but that's with the H5N1 bird flu. The problem with this is it kills almost every bird it affects. It kills a lot of the cattle, and in humans, if you get infected with it, and not many people have, but if you do get infected with it, and the good news is not many people have, we're worried about it converting. But if you do, and if it does convert and start affecting humans, 50% of the humans who've gotten infected with it die. The next story is the adults who get semaglutide or one of the GLP-1s as their first obesity drug lose on average more weight, something like 15% of their body weight versus 10% for the people who've already had a different medication. Why is that? We don't know why this suboptimal response. Is it that the ones who receive it don't do the necessary, if you will, physical activity and resistance training exercises? Is it because they're a different status? Is it because something in the prior drugs has prejudiced against them? We don't know any of those answers. What we do know is that it just isn't as effective in the people who've already received a drug. Great news, women who are expecting a baby, especially if they consider RSV a serious disease, and it is for the newborns as well as for pregnant women, are very likely to get a vaccine for RSV, which is available now. We don't know the 2-year data on it, because it's so recent, but the 1-year data is very good against this protecting RSV, both in the newborn, if the mother gets a vaccine, as well as in the mother. Poor sleep quality, what is it? It's a specific event on sleep quality that increases cardiovascular disease, and it isn't measured by the usual rings and other things and apps on your phone. It requires an EEG, and it is a specific delta wave and slow wave sleep that does correlate in this study. And this, again, is a longevity is the next disruptor story and segment this week. So sleep is modifiable. Now, one other thing that I think is modifiable that is scary is this large study from Europe looking at kids age 11, 13, and 15, and they found that about a third of 15-year-olds reported using e-cigarettes in the last month, and about 60% used alcohol, and another 12% used cannabis. So these are harmful substances in the young who haven't had their brains formed, and It's just too common. And those are the top stories of the week. What do they mean to you? Well, talk to your kids about the vaping. Look at the ingredients on your foods and make sure they don't have emulsifiers in them. And do cut down on chair time. Get more moving time, even if it's just standing time. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Thank you, our listeners, especially if you go to the website of our sponsors, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Bovine Colostrum and Truebiotics and Longevity Playbook. Sign up there for the free weekly newsletter this week on the benefits and risks of potassium in your foods and which foods to have and what to avoid. And of course, a great cartoon in that 250-word summary at the end of the summary, that great cartoon about potassium. Thanks very much again for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week. And besides, we have a B segment. And today's B segment is with a great guest. Dr. Monkey is one of the great neuroscientists, but he also is the CEO of Posit Science, the owners of the website BrainHQ, which has incredible data on the benefits of speed of processing games in decreasing dementia. Today, he's going to talk about what we know about the brain effects of marijuana. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.